this podcast, created and engineered by the Big Room, is brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com. www.AboveTopSecret.com.
Radio ATL.
Welcome to the Below Top Secret Transformers, the movie weekly podcast. I'm your host, Big O. Today is Wednesday, August 6, 2006. Let's get down right into it, folks. A lot of news going on this week on the Transformers front. Ain't It Cool News has an interview posted with Shia LaBeouf this week that was done by their reporter, Quint. And I'm going to go into a little bit of the details about some of the stuff they talked about. Please be advised, this is going to be spoiler heavy. So if you don't want to hear it, I would fast forward to probably around the 6 or 7 minute mark. By then, I should be into the second part of the show and avoiding a lot of the spoilers. At any rate, let's get down into it. Basically, Shia gives Michael Bay a big blowjob through a lot of the movie. He constantly rants and raves about how amazing Michael Bay is and all this other blah, blah, blah stuff. You get a big feeling that he may have bit off a little more than he could chew here with this film. I don't know overall what his experience is with large budget films. From the interview, it sounds like he's done more smaller projects, and he went through some of his films. To be quite honest with you, I haven't seen any of them, so I can't really say what his acting ability is like, but you do get the distinct impression that he is constantly in awe walking around this set, and he's never quite been in something on this level, and that's to be understood. I mean, this is a huge budget film. Quite a few of the actors haven't been around anything like this. Now, he goes into a couple details about Megatron that I thought were pretty funny that he pointed out that I tend to agree with, and I think a lot of the fanboys out there that are complaining on the message boards, not ours, but other message boards, tend to overlook. Megatron can't be a gun this time around. Quite frankly, I was really surprised he was able to be a gun as long as he was in the last one before all the parents and everybody get all crazy about it. I don't want kids running around with metal guns, anything that looks like a gun, them holding a gun in their hands. I have a hard time seeing kids do it with even plastic guns. It's dangerous nowadays. I know maybe people did it back in the day and it was fun, but quite frankly, it just doesn't need to happen, which is one of the reasons why they changed Megatron to Galvatron as quickly as they did in the series and made him a big cannon. Now, I don't know why they chose to go the route with a jet in this, which leads me to my next point, but he also points out how Megatron, who was the biggest, baddest of all of the Decepticons, had to transform into a handgun that another Decepticon had to use, which I always thought was kind of funny when I was a kid, and he also points out it's kind of goofy looking, and I think most people would agree that was kind of silly. Again, one of the reasons why they turned him into a cannon. But moving on to my next point about him turning into a jet, or his form being a jet as opposed to a cannon or something in this film. According to Shia, the jet form of Megatron is something called a Razor, which, quote, and this is a direct quote of his, a plane nobody's seen before that the military is giving us, that nobody has filmed or seen, end quote. Now, I've done a little research on this Razor plane, and I'm going to put a thread out on Above Top Secret to see if I can find out more about this. I haven't found garbage about the Razor. I can't believe it's a fighter jet. It's got to be something on a smaller scale than a fighter jet, because, quite frankly, I would have seen something about it. I'm on the Above Top Secret boards enough, you know, poking around in the military threads to have come across something like that. So take that for what it's worth. I'll see if I can get some more info, maybe post some pictures. Now, he does go into a little bit about the history of his character, and evidently, his great-grandfather was called Captain Archibald Witwicky, and he was some explorer in the 19th century. Now, on some expedition to the Arctic, he falls into some type of crack and lands right in Megatron's frozen hand. Megatron sears some image into his glasses or something from his laser eyes or whatever the heck that is. I'll know it when I see it on film, and I think you guys will too. But it's that map that's seared into the image of his great-grandfather's glasses that turns out to be the thing that the Decepticons are looking for, because that image will lead them to the Energon cubes, which is ultimately what they're looking for on our planet. So that kind of sets up a little of the conflict in the film. I don't know how I feel about his grandfather being an explorer and Megatron being here since the 19th century, but even in the cartoon, I guess they've been here since primitive times, so you know, that's okay. I still think it's kind of cheesy. His uncle was this great explorer, but, you know, what are you going to do? Now that, according to the interview, Shia LaBeouf's quite a little cursor. He's got quite the little mouth on him, drops quite a few F-bombs and some S-bombs and a couple other things in there. So I kind of got a kick out of that, imagining this little 19-year-old kid swearing up a storm. Now, one final interesting quote that he said, which I've also heard other people in interviews and various quotes say in one way, shape, or form. And that has to do with the actual transformation sequences of these robots. Now, this is a quote from him. Quote, ILM definitely has said, as far as their shit goes, nobody's ever seen anything like this. You have ILM guys excited. You don't see graphic guys who are in that side of the business, ever go, awesome! They go back to ILM and have never seen anything like it. These guys are excited. To be doing something like this is awesome. To know that you're a part of something that's going to change a portion of filmmaking. End quote. Now, I don't know exactly what he's talking about, and I think maybe he's going a little too grandiose here, but he's impressed. He says the ILM guys are impressed, and everybody knows effects guys don't get too hooped up about things. Well, not everybody knows, but I have some friends in the industry. Don't get too hooped up over special effects. So let's take that as a side note. We're going to pause for a break now. I'll be right back with the second part of the show, talking about some new leaked images of Optimus Prime and comparing those to the leaked images of Megatron.
Transformers!
Hi, my name's T-Bone, and I'm a crack addict. You know, in my line of work, I'm often up 3 or 4 days in a row looking for people to mug and property to steal. But when the cocaine starts to wear off, I know I can always count on Starbucks coffee to keep me going. Sometimes when my espresso machine is low on steam, I just smoke the beans. Starbucks coffee, my second favorite Colombian export.
You got the touch! You got the power!
Yeah! Welcome back to the second half of the show. Let's get right down into it here. Now, there were brand new leaked images of Optimus Prime yesterday, which is one of the reasons why I have this. And these are close-up, official rendered images of what Optimus Prime looks like. I don't know if this will be the absolute final project. It's possible they're going to tweak some things, but all in all, from Ain't It Cool News' sources, this does appear to be the end-all of what he is going to look like. So let's get down into it. First things first, I want to talk a little bit about the front of Optimus Prime. I sure do think that they have his proportions down really well. That's the size and the look I thought he would have. He certainly looks like a Transformer to me. Overall, I'm quite pleased with how he's turned out. I do understand they wanted to quote-unquote modernize it a little bit. I think they've done a good job with that. He doesn't look like the cartoon, but he sure as heck looks like a Transformer. And if C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. Now, I want to talk a little next about his face, which to me is the area that they're a little lackluster on. It almost seems like they don't quite know what to do. They're going with a battle mode where his mouth guard is on, which is the look we're all familiar with, and a normal mode, or whatever the heck that means, where it's open and you see his mouth and I guess some sort of nose or something. The face guard looks okay. I'd like them to see a one piece and just go with the singular cover, more traditional to how they had his cartoon look, but, you know, I'm not the art director, so I don't really have any control over that. When it's open, not digging the mouth too much. He looks like an ape, to be honest with you. I really think they're missing the ball. I get the feeling they're not quite certain how they want to go with this. So the face that they're displaying with the set of images that were on Ain't It Cool News are separate, and they do not look to be rendered. They do look to be hand-drawn, and they look to be used. They look like they were airbrushed for color. So I don't think that's a rendering, which leads me to believe that it is still possibly a concept sketch, although I'm not certain about that. Now, I want to go a little bit onto his back really quick. It looks good, to be quite honest with you. I don't really have any complaints there. You see a little more of the machinery of him, his doors, I guess, or something like that. I personally see how he transforms. Some people can't figure it out yet. I can kind of visualize it in my head. I think a lot of people are looking at this the wrong way, which is why they don't get it. And that his chest goes forward. I don't know, it's hard to explain. I'm not going to bother. Until somebody comes up with some sort of illustration, I'm not even going to bother explaining it. But I do understand how he transforms. Now, I want to juxtapose that against what Megatron looks like. And as I mentioned before, he does have a very alien feel to it. If you can look at his image here, I don't get the sense he's a Transformer like I do with Prime. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that this picture is a Cybertronian image or whatever. You know, he hasn't been turned into a Earthside vehicle. It's also a work in progress. This is not official like the other images, so I don't know what that has to do with it. But he looks like some type of crystal monster. I don't get any metal from him or vehicle or robot mode. So take that for what it's worth. The jet mode also sure doesn't look like anything I've ever seen on Earth. So I don't know what the heck's going on with that. The only thing I can assume is that if he's going to be turned into this Razor or whatever the heck that thing is, that Megatron somehow has to be turned or Earthenized before the end of the movie. He may appear in this form at the beginning, but he's going to be transformed into something else or Earthenized like Prime and all the other robots were. Because that's not an Earth vehicle, and that's certainly not something that the military is building. Now, again, with Megatron's face, he also has the face guard and the normal mode like Prime has, although his normal mode is a lot more menacing looking than his battle mode is. So I don't know what the heck's going on there. His face looks very alien-like, doesn't even look robot, looks something like a crystal monster, or as I mentioned in my previous podcast, something from the movie Krull. So we'll see how that ends up in the final product, if they stay close to this, if they're kind of putting these things out here to get feedback, if they haven't decided on the final designs. Fortunately, since these are CGI, they can always go in and tweak these up until the last moment. I really am not too keen on the face, but, you know, what are you going to do? I'm sure in the movie it'll look all right. Ultimately, what they're getting down to is don't judge a book by its cover. You may not agree with how these images look now, but they keep saying, and other people in interviews, and keep saying that when you see them in motion, you see them transforming, you're going to be happy. So that's going to cut it for me today. Those were the two major items that had broke over the last 2 days or so that I wanted to report on. If anything else exciting comes up this weekend, I might do another report on Saturday, although probably you'll doubt it. I may wait a whole another 10 days or so unless something big happens. But this has been the Big O, your host of the Transformers the Movie Weekly Podcast. Transform and roll out. Have a good afternoon. One more thing before I go. If anybody actually does listen to this podcast, please leave a comment on the thread for this in the podcast section or leave a message on the below Top Secret Transformers the Movie official thread. Let me know what you think, any ideas, suggestions you have, things you'd like me to change, whether you'd like me to stop altogether, you know, things like that, and I'll be sure to incorporate them into the show. I plan on doing this until the movie comes out, so you've got a long time of listening to me if you want to tune in on a weekly basis. Once again, thanks for listening. Transform and roll out. Radio ATL.